Morning IELTS Supplement, Saturday, July the 8th, 2017. A Goldman Sachs report, Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau, creating tomorrow's Greater Bay. We see value creation from building the Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau GHM into the next San Francisco Bay for the new China economy. We believe the GHM Bay Area will provide both a blueprint for the nation's city cluster development and a transition to boost a greater number of successful companies in the homeland. Driven by innovation and greater regional integration, the multi-core development plan allows each of the 11 GHM cities to have unique strengths and enhances complementary advantages in the region, thus moving them up the industry value chain. A solid macro outlook, coupled with a handful of world-class transport projects underway to drive a seamless connection in and out of the region, will bolster the local property market in our view. Portfolio Manager Summary, Creating Tomorrow's Greater Bay. Where there's a will, there's a way. Why GHM matters to you? Gateway to China. Since its reform and opening up in the 1970s, the Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau GHM region has been the key channel for foreign investments to enter China, and it is now an avenue for mainland enterprises to become more global. Superscale to superpower. GHM occupies 1% of China's landmass, but accommodates 5% of the population and contributes 12% of the GDP. Its aggregate GDP reached $1.35 trillion in 2016, which would be ranked number 12 globally if we were to consider it as a country. GHM has surpassed the overseas Bay Areas such as San Francisco, New York, and Tokyo in terms of land area and population size, leads domestic regions in terms of population density and productivity, and is also the home to numerous successful and world-renowned Chinese companies, including Tencent, Huawei, Ping An, Vanke, BYD, and GRI. Now it has been assigned national importance to form a world-class Bay Area, taking the driver's seat for growth of the new China economy. Value creation from forming a Bay Area for the new China economy and thriving property market. While GHM has already established its leading position as the key manufacturing base in China, there are still some roadblocks, such as repetition of certain industries, imbalanced development within the region, and still relatively low to mid-end focused, that need to be removed for GHM to further move up the value chain. The government's Bay Area initiative stresses external links and an open economic structure. It also features highly effective resources allocation and better industry delineation. We believe these will gradually increase its share of the global profit pool. Taking overseas bays such as San Francisco Bay, which also adopts an innovation-based growth model, as prototypes, we believe the successful development of the GHM Bay Area will provide both a blueprint for the nation's city cluster development and a foundation for lifting the competitiveness of the GHM region to rival leading Bay Areas worldwide, a transition with significant investment opportunities. Boost greater number of successful companies. GHM is currently home to 18 of the Fortune 500 companies, and we expect these established industry leaders to continue to grow their brands and influence globally. Their success should bring greater investment and business demand into GHM, thereby enabling other domestic players to scale up and develop innovation and technology capabilities, eventually creating more successful companies in GHM in the near future. Bolster local property market. We expect the positive macro to build into a solid real estate demand growth trajectory and drive the total capital value of Shenzhen, the leading GHM city's real estate market, to double to $4 trillion by 2025 from $2 trillion in 2016, therefore if we were to use Shenzhen's ASP as the benchmark and take the property price distribution pattern in the dual core model San Francisco Bay Area as a reference, for example, narrowing the ASP premium for core cities against remaining areas in the Bay to around 1 time from the current 3.8 times in the GHM, we estimate the implied potential ASP growth in the rest of the GHM cities in Guangdong would be average 16% CAGR from 2017 to 2025. This will in turn lead to average 30% NAV increase from our base case for the top three beneficiaries, namely Logan, CMSK, and OCT in our coverage universe. The path to future: innovation, integration, and a multi-core development model. The development of overseas Bay Areas in general follows a similar fashion, with innovation to become the ultimate driver of growth. Meanwhile, open structure, policy support, agglomeration, and regional collaboration are also shared highlights for those established bays. GHM does resemble other bays in a number of ways, including geographic locations and economic openness, and the policy designs for GHM bear similar merits of the success of overseas bays, especially San Francisco Bay, due to similarities in industry focus and entrepreneurship. We think the ability of GHM to reach its full potential depends heavily on the innovation-based growth model and ongoing integration among the 11 GHM cities. But what GHM aims to achieve in the longer term is grander, a multi-core development structure to enhance complementary industrial advantages in the region. Innovation. We see GHM as best positioned in China to win the innovation race, and we believe its competitive advantages versus other key economic regions will be further enhanced by strong government initiative on tech upgrade, R&D as a percentage of GDP to reach 3% by 2020, exceeding New York and San Francisco Bay, welcoming culture for migrants, higher quality education resources, and rewarding entrepreneurship. Integration. The government plans to improve industry delineation, diversified industry coverage as a whole, plus special focus for each city. This will not only prevent duplicated development and waste of resources in our view, but also allow the cities to cooperate more closely to form industrial clusters that complement one another's strengths with reasonable division of work and an optimized layout through financial support and policy coordination. We believe this will help laggard cities to advance and free up resources for leading cities to add new layers of competitiveness. Multi-core development model. Comparing with the single-core model in the New York and Tokyo Bay areas and the dual-core model in San Francisco Bay, where population and GDP are concentrated in only one or two major cities, GHM has formed a multi-core structure with more dispersed allocation of industries. We believe this trend will further strengthen and accelerate on the back of policy support, clear industry delineation, more balanced distribution, and a stronger diffusion of capital and talent. This allows each of the 11 GHM cities to have unique strength and potential with planned pillar industry upgrade and reshape of industry distribution by cities. Key megatrends to watch. 1. Advanced infrastructure network with continuous upgrade. As infrastructure is of great importance to accelerate regional development and integration, we highlight that the government is committed to achieve seamless connection within the GHM region and between GHM and the world, including doubling the length of metro lines by 2020, which will be cornerstones for reducing the travel time by half between key cities in GHM by 2020, with several 1-2-hour commuting circles becoming vibrant in this region. A handful of transport infrastructure projects linking West and East GHM are set for completion over the next few years, including Shenzhen-Zhongshan Corridor, Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macao Bridge, and Humen Second Bridge. ultimately linking productive capacity in the West with advanced technology and logistics services in the East. 2. Moving up the value chain. As a key manufacturing hub in China, Pearl River Delta is currently characterized by its low to mid-end focus and imbalanced development. Notwithstanding this, we observe a series of technology and innovation-driven upgrades, for example, robots to replace human labor, taking place so as to form a cohesive industry link from upstream to downstream, for example, East Coast High-Tech IT Manufacturing Belt and West Coast Advanced Equipment Manufacturing Belt. While the current manufacturing sector is shifting towards technology, service, or consumption, we expect the tertiary sector to contribute a greater share of GDP, 60% by 2020, from 55% in 2015. 3. Multi-core drives prosperous regional property market. Despite the high base, average 3 times of the U.S., San Francisco-based property price increase has generally been faster than the U.S. average level, which serves as a meaningful example of GHM's long-term ASP growth potential. Meanwhile, comparing with the property market in New York and Tokyo Bay Area's single-core models, San Francisco Bay, the dual model, has a relatively flatter ASP premium as its industries, hence economic growth, are more evenly distributed, with a multi-core development model and greater integration in the GHM region, we see potential for real estate weak spots to catch up with the overall thriving property market in the GHM.